Chapter 18, Freemasonry, the Restoration, and the Second Empire. 253. The Society of France Regenerated. The Restoration, whose blindness was only equaled by its mediocrity, which, unable to create, proposed to itself to destroy what, even time respects, the memories and glories of a people, could not please Freemasonry much. Hostile to Napoleon in his last years, it could not approve of the conduct of the new government. At all events, the Freemasons held aloof, though cynics might suggest that this was done with a view of exacting better terms. In the meanwhile, a society was formed in Paris, which, assuming Masonic forms and the title of France Regenerated, became an instrument of espionage and revenge in the hands of the new despot. But the very government in whose favor it acted found it necessary within a year from its foundation silently to suppress it, for it found the rabid zeal of these adherents to be more injurious to its interests than the open opposition of its avowed enemies. 254. Priestly Opposition to Masonry. The Masonic propaganda, however, was actively carried on. The priests, on their part, considered the moment come for inaugurating an anti-Masonic crusade. Under Napoleon, the priesthood could not breathe. The court was closed against it, except on grand occasions, when its presence was needed to add outward pomp to imperial successes. As the masters of ceremonies, the priests had ceased in France to be the counselors and confessors of its rulers. But now they reassumed those functions, and the Masons were at once recommended to the hatred of the king and the mistrust of the public. They were represented as abettors of rationalism and regicide. The consequence was that a great many lodges were closed, though on the other hand, the Rite of Mizraim was established in Paris in 1816, whose mother lodge was called the Rainbow, a presage of serenity and calm, which, however, did not save the society from police persecution. In 1821, this lodge was closed and not reopened until 1830. Towards the same time was founded the Lodge of Trinosophists. In 1821, the Supreme Grand Council rose to the surface again